Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, back with some interesting and informative stories from the WVIA Newsroom. Big thanks to Lydia McFarlane for filling in yesterday. I've got a lot to catch you up on. First and foremost, Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti says she'll run for Congress next year. And we'll stay in Scranton for a Labor Day gathering of labor leaders and union supporters. It's Tuesday, September 2nd. Let's get you up to date. All right, we'll get right into that first story. Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti is already running for re-election as mayor this year, but she's looking ahead to another election. As WVIA's Boris Krauchnik reports, Cognetti plans to run for Congress next year.
Just as everybody woke up this morning, Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti announced she'll run for the 8th Congressional District seat next year, which potentially means the region will likely see one of the hottest congressional races in the country. Cognetti's a Democrat, and she wants to run against Republican Congressman Rob Bresnahan, who's in his first term. She agreed to an interview with WVIA before the announcement and said Bresnahan is hurting the region with his votes.
In these short few months of Rob Bresnahan being in Congress, I've seen someone who is saying one thing when he's up here in the district and then doing another when he votes in Washington, D.C.
Cognetti says Bresnahan promised to stop trading stocks and didn't, and promised he wouldn't cut Medicaid and did. Cognetti said it's not abnormal for somebody in office to run for another office. If she wins re-election, she'll stay on as mayor and run for Congress.
We've been doing a great job. We have an incredible team. We have the best team that I could ever hope for in the city. We have so many projects coming online. I mean, there's so many great, you know, nerdy things that are going on behind the scenes that I'm still excited to continue. And there's still more that we need to do to make government work better and more efficiently.
She'll have to beat Gene Barrett and Trish Bynum to win back the mayor's seat in November. Then next May, she'll have to defeat Scranton Democrat Francis McHale and maybe others to get a chance to run against Bresnahan in November of 2026. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Boris Krauchnik, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. You can find more of this interview at WVIA.org. Staying in Scranton for this next one. Labor leaders and union supporters from across Northeast Pennsylvania gathered on Monday. During the annual Labor Day event at Lackawanna County Courthouse Square, those leaders said workers' rights are under attack. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more from the event.
Dave Demas fears that the federal government could strip the rights of workers at USP Canaan. Demas is president of the union that represents workers at the federal prison in Wayne County.
Every day it's a concern, and people forget how much we get from these contracts. Day-to-day operations, the way you bid for posts, your sick leave, your annual leave.
About 18% of workers in the region belong to a union. That's nearly double the national average. On Labor Day morning, many union leaders gathered in front of the John Mitchell statue at Lackawanna County Courthouse Square. As president of United Mine Workers of America, Mitchell led the Great Anthracite Coal Strike of 1902. That resulted in higher wages and a shorter workday for the employees. Leaders placed a wreath at the base of the statue.
This is Labor Day. Unions made this day.
You see, that's Eric Schubert, president of the Scranton Central Labor Council. Monday's gathering came as President Donald Trump stripped some federal unions of their contracts. He argues that those unions pose a danger to the country.
You know, this administration isn't too kind to us. But we got a counterpunch now. We got a counterpunch like we never did before. But we can't sit down and hide.
Reporting from Scranton, okay. I'm so Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. Stay with us here on Up to Date. I've got some fresh reading recommendations after this break.
Hello, I'm Carla McCabe, President and CEO of WVIA. I want to sincerely thank everyone who took action during our urgent Stand with WVIA TV and radio campaigns. In response to the rescission of federal funding to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, nearly 600 of you stepped up to help. Thanks to your generosity, we raised more than $125,000 in just 5 days to support the trusted news, educational programs, and local storytelling that WVIA provides every day. We are so grateful, but this fight isn't over. The loss of federal funding means a loss of $1.2 million to WVIA, and we still need your help to keep public media strong and independent here in northeastern and central Pennsylvania. If you haven't made a gift yet, please consider joining us today. Visit WVIA.org or call 1-800-326-9842. Thank you for believing in public media, and thank you for standing with WVIA.
Welcome back. So, I talked to so many people at Electric City LoveCon last month that there just wasn't enough room for all of them in one Bookmarks episode. How about a few more recommendations, this time from the authors who spent a day in Scranton? The debut event brought more than 100 romance authors to the Radisson Lackawanna Station Hotel in downtown Scranton for sales, signings, and meet and greets with readers. Since most writers are readers too, some of those authors shared their own reading recommendations for this installment of Bookmarks.
Hi, I'm Sissy Mecca, author of the Grotto Valley Vineyard series, and I would love to recommend a book by a local author, Tina Gallagher, called Waste of Handsome for all the baseball lovers out there. Oh, it's, first of all, the title, Waste of Handsome. I mean, this is a handsome baseball player who, it just sucks you right in from the beginning. It's one of those romance novels where you start it and can't put it down. So it's a page-turner, and that's what we love, with an HEA at the end, of course.
Hi, I'm Don Lynn Holman, author of Take a Chance with Me. That is the first book of my Against the Odds series, interracial romance, that follows the same couple through three novels in a row. And the book I would recommend, the one I recently read, was by Tracy Wolf, the first book of her Crave series. And I just thought it was really well. Like, I don't read a lot of paranormal romance, but I just felt like she did a really, really good job. And I'm a huge fan of the Twilight Saga, so I think that's what made me enjoy that book.
Hey, I'm Vanessa Zian. I write psychological romance. I am a licensed therapist. So all of my love stories, you're going to journey through some transformation and healing, and I'm gonna give you a happily ever after at the end. I wrote Midnight to December. It is a story that is about grief and healing through grief. One of my absolute favorite authors for a small town romance is Alexandra Hale. Let me just tell you, if you want some grilled cheese and tomato soup, Alexandra Hale is your girl. Quietly Falling, men's mental health wrap in there. I highly recommend. Quietly Falling by Alexandra Hale.
Hi, my name is Abby Zanders. I'm born and raised in northeastern Pennsylvania, and I love writing books as much as I love reading them. My number one recommendation would be Angel's Blood by Nalini Singh. It's a paranormal about archangels, and it's one of those books that I read over and over again. It's got all the feels, it's got all the emotion, it's got all the fantasy, and that would be my number one.
Okay, I'm Sue Ann LeCur. I'm the author of An Exaltation of Larks. I would like to recommend a book called The Mars House by Natasha Pulley. It's an amazing sci-fi book with a really, really interesting love story at its center, and I absolutely loved it.
That's all for this edition of Bookmarks. We'll be getting back to our regular routine next time. It's back to school time, so on September 13th, we're talking about your favorite books you read in school or for school summer reading. Want to talk about a book you loved? Email me at sarahcinto@wvia.org with Bookmarks in the subject line. Alright, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org. And while you're there, sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter too. You'll get all the local news you want delivered every Tuesday and Friday morning. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Now, if you want to stay in the know, you can always subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Enjoy your Tuesday. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.